Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, before we crack into this very, very funny episode, a few dates that I need to tell you about. So if you're in Perth, I'm doing Fringe World there. I'm doing the podcast and the stand-up show Josh L. Talks. If you're in Brisbane, I'm coming up for the comedy festival up there, March 7 and 8. Get your tickets to both podcast and this brand new show, Modern Contemporary. If you are in Canberra, I'm coming there March 21, doing both the podcast during the day and the show Josh L. Talks at night. And if you're in Melbourne, we have Modern Contemporary every night, 8:15 at the Victoria Hotel, apart from Monday nights. And we also have four podcasts at the European Beer Cafe, 4:30 on Sundays. And I can now announce that we are doing one huge show for the 200th episode, which is on April 8 at the Festival Club, Max Watts, House of Music, House of Sound. Every year I forget what it is. Max Watts, that's what it is. It is going to be possibly the biggest show I've ever done, so make sure you get your tickets to that. Also, if you listen to this the week it comes out, April 8 is also, at the minute, Comedy Festival doing a cool two-for-one deal. So if you want to make it a girl night, see my stand-up show, go and get some dinner, then come and watch the live Don't You Know Who I Am at 10:30 at the Festival Club. You could do that and save yourself some money. So go to the festival website and type in Josh Earl and get your 2-for-1 for April 8, Modern Contemporary. All of these can be found, all the tickets and details can be found at joshearl.com.au. If you're there, why don't you buy a t-shirt? That's right, I've got all these t-shirts. You can buy them. It's designed by Celeste Potter. They look very, very cool. And I can send it to you wherever you are in the world. I can send it to you. So go there, go to joshua.com.au for all the details for those things. If you want to help out the podcast, become a Patreon subscriber. We have a bonus episode going up next week and bonus episodes going up every single month. We also have writing every single week I've been putting out there. And on all the live shows, you get all the unedited bits. So if you can't make it to the live show, if you just pay $5 a month on Patreon, you can get all that benefits going straight to you. If you want to help us out as well, give us a 5-star rating on iTunes. That also really helps. Leave a little note. That's also cool as well. I think that's all I need to say. If you're in Perth, Brisbane, Canberra, Melbourne, I don't want to hear any excuses. Okay, come and see these shows. They're going to be great. Anyway, enjoy this very funny episode of Don't You Know Who I Am. Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl, and this week on the internet I had a listener of the show, Perry Ritter. Thanks, Perry, from America. He sent me a message to say that I'm not credited on IMDb as ever hosting Spicks and Specs. Oh. That goes to...
Let it go, bros.
Apparently a man called John Earl hosted for a season, which is my dad's name. So there you go, Dad. Thanks. Hey, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, what I do, I get four very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest shares her name with an Adelaide lawyer specialising in family law. Can you please welcome back to the podcast? It's Becky Lucas. Yay!
Ooh, hello. Do I now talk or do we go along?
You can talk if you want. Well, do you know this Rebecca Lucas in Adelaide?
No.
She's never said, hey, can you stop using my name because I'm a lawyer?
No, never. But is she Rebecca or Becky?
She's Rebecca.
Oh, yeah, different. Vastly different.
Have you ever been a Rebecca?
Yeah, like... My parents will call me Rebecca if I'm in trouble or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Because my wife's a Beck.
Yeah, ooh. Beck is so different to Becky.
She was a Becky and then she moved cities and went, I'm going to start afresh and be a Beck and not a Becky.
I would never make that move, personally.
What about if you direct a movie and then you'll be Beck?
I'd go Rebecca over
you'd
Beck.
Go, yeah, okay.
Yeah, Beck seems even sillier than Becky somehow.
Oof.
You reckon?
That's my wife, right, if I can tell her
name. Yeah, which is silly bitch.
Also joining us is a first timer to the podcast. He shares his name with the director from the US and the star of the films All About the Money and Noobs. Can you please welcome Blake Freeman? Yay! Hey.
I've seen Noobs.
You've seen Noobs?
Yeah, yeah. A friend for my birthday one year got me the DVD for it. It's dog shit.
Yeah.
It is a dog shit film. Yeah. It's about like gaming. It's so bad. It's got the guy from Jay and Silent Bob in it. I can't remember which one. But yeah, I was real bummed. Bringing the Freeman name down.
Our next guest shares her name with an American author and marriage therapist. Can you please welcome back to the podcast? It's Carla Wills.
Yeah. Thank you.
Do you know about this, Carla Wills?
Is it just Carla Wills?
It's Carla Wills. No, there's a hyphen on the end as well.
Carla Wills Brandon?
I think that's it, yeah. 13 books.
So weird,
yeah,
isn't
I keep
it?
Tagging her on Twitter. Put you in post. And I thought it's like, I thought you and your partner had a weird, like, shared. I was like, shared Twitter, like, shared Facebook, sure. But you guys sharing a Twitter account. Brandon doing pasta sauce tweets.
Yeah, she, I don't know much about her.
Yeah.
But I think she has many jobs.
Yeah. Her yeah. LinkedIn profile has a whole bunch.
Is she a psychic as well?
Yeah, she's a psychic, and her new one is about letting go of past lives to, like, really flourish in this life.
That sounds legit.
Yeah.
I'd love to let go of this life.
And finally is a man who shares his name with a professional Santa from Wisconsin. Can you please welcome back? It's Tim Hewitt. Yeah.
Are you sure it's not just Tim Hewitt? It's like, yeah, doing crab lab, yeah, and a bit of Santa stuff on
I've
the side.
Actually, I'm actually going over to America, yeah. Yeah, it's work stuff.
Yeah, just a gig. Got a gig.
Yeah, it's entertainment. So, yeah, not a bad little get for me, actually.
All right, our first game tonight is called Social Me Media. In this round, I'll read out a post from one of you four. And you have to buzz in and tell me who you think actually wrote the tweet or the Facebook post. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get it right. A point to the person who actually wrote it if you get it wrong. So you don't lose any points. So don't worry. Last time we played, Becky, you'd been banned from Twitter.
Yep, I'm back.
You're back.
Yep.
Are you meant to be back? Are you allowed to be back?
No, I'm actually using Cameron James's email, work email, as my email to be on Twitter. So it's complicated. Yeah.
All right, so poker face ready. You can't buzz in for your own ones. Here's the first one. Men who are privately schooled are often publicly cunts.
Carla.
Yes, Carla.
Becky.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, that is a point there for Carla. I did hear Tim, but you weren't as loud as Carla.
That's fine.
Sorry. Yeah.
You probably would never speak over a woman.
You're such an ally. Were you privately schooled?
Yes. So,
it
yeah,
was funny how many...
Because you weren't Blake, were you?
No, not at all.
No, me
it's
either.
Funny how many guys got really upset by it. Had to, yeah. Like, they were the only people who... It's funny, like, all these guys who reckon, like, you know, PC culture and stuff, and, like, they're the ones most vocal.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a fucking joke. I was like, oh, that's a jokey joke. I'll just tweet that. And they're like, actually, there's plenty of people who went to public schools who are coming. I'm like, yeah, of course. Like, my mentions were a disaster.
Years ago, I mentioned how it's fucked that private schools get so much funding from the government. I'm like, that should go to public schools and make the public schools better.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine who I didn't know was privately schooled was like, actually, well, our parents pay the most taxes. So why don't we get the money for the schools for their kids? And I just had to.
Yeah, it brings out so many people.
Yeah.
Like, our lacrosse team has had the same uniform for 2 years.
All right, question two. I'm flying Qantas because my dad booked me a flight with his old man money and I have so much space in my seat and I'm the youngest person here and not one flight attendant has lip fillers. Did you buzz in, Blake?
Oh.
Yeah. He can have it.
Oh.
It's
thank
fine.
Thank you.
Good
score. Thanks,
Hoops, bro. Age before beauty.
Was it Carla?
You are right. Yeah, point there for Blake. Off the mark. Yeah.
Not bad little get for you, mate.
Yeah.
After me?
up on Qantas.
Oh, yeah. It was nice. It was beautiful. Yeah.
Do you not fly Qantas?
What? Who do you think I am?
You're the marriage therapist, aren't you? No.
I call it
cunt publicly
ass.
Schooled.
Cunt
that's
ass.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's good. That's pretty sick.
It's, yeah. If you say it really quick, they don't know.
Some of that acidic wit of yours.
Oh, someone stop me.
Question three. Living in fear of being tagged in one of those 10 photos from your arts career in 10 days Facebook posts.
Oh, Becky.
Truly scary stuff. Yes, Becky.
Tim.
You are right. Yeah, it's Tim.
Only because of the truly scary stuff. I sort of had a hunch and that really sealed it.
They've been pretty good.
Because doing research into this episode, I went way back into 2011, Tim Hewitt Facebook.
No.
Your cousin, you and your cousin had some great riffs going.
Yeah, pretty spicy stuff back then. It was a different place. I might have been one of those private school guys back then.
That was nice because I saw you start comedy and all your friends say, yeah, I'll definitely be there. When's your next one?
Okay, mate. Yeah. We didn't have to.
Are they still coming?
Yeah. They bring their partners now. Well, they're from Brisbane. So. Fuck.
Oh. All right, next question. The dude on the treadmill next to me is wearing his Oz Army flak jacket and I'm wearing my ComFest Roadshow 2017 T-shirt. Both veterans that toured and served in the toughest conditions. Yes, Becky.
Tim Hewitt.
Yeah, you are. Right, again. Yeah, another one for Becky. Yeah.
Yeah, it was in like my apartment gym. I was like, oh, mate, I don't think this tiny dog shit apartment gym has the equipment you need to get ready to go back to war. We got the little flyweight dumbbell, 5 kilos.
You just got two microphones. Yeah.
And is yours signed, your T-shirt? Did you get your Comedy Fest sign?
Yeah, I got them. Got all the Roadshow stuff to sign. It's pretty cool, actually. A little memento for me. First and last time doing Roadshow.
All right, question 6. Every time I get an email from McDonald's, I'm reminded that I thought I won free petrol for a year and told everyone I won free petrol for a year. But when I went to claim my free petrol, I was told I needed to also collect Bond Street and the other green one. I had to tell everyone I didn't win in the end.
Blake.
Yes, Blake.
Is that Carla?
You are right. Yeah, it's Carla. Yeah, another point there for Blake.
It was really embarrassing. Yeah.
Yours are always about companies.
Yeah. As soon as I heard Bond Street, I was like, that's Carla.
Yeah. Real company guy.
Yeah.
How many people had you told that you'd won free petrol?
Everyone at my work.
Carla's sending out work emails like, no one fill up.
I went to claim it on the McDonald's website and it was like, and put in the code for Bond Street and Oxford. And I was like, no.
Oh, no.
I know.
So shit.
Oh, my God.
Did you think the competition was just get one and you won?
Yeah.
You're sweet.
Did you know that it wasn't? Did you know?
Well, yeah, you've got to collect all three or all two if it's only two.
You're being so nice. But I can see in your eyes, you're like, you're a fucking idiot.
No, I'm not, no. I actually won something from a Paddle Pop liquor prize as a kid.
What did you win?
I won a pair of Reebok pumps.
Whoa, that's awesome.
I actually won something too.
What'd you win?
I won tickets to an Adelaide basketball game, Adelaide 36ers.
Oh, Phil Smythe playing?
I lost the Paddle Pop stick.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
And I was 7, so I don't know if I could have got myself there.
I went to the NBL the other week, the basketball, and they have this thing here. I don't know if you've ever been. If one of the players misses 2 free throws in a row, everyone in the crowd gets free Hungry Jacks.
Oh. What?
Yeah.
Really?
That's not bad odds at the NBL.
Yeah.
Maybe the NBA.
And the noise when this guy missed the 2 foul shots was the louder than anything in the game. Everyone went fucking crazy that the opposition missed it. And then I drove my kids to Hungry Jack's afterwards because that's how you go to Hungry Jack's afterwards. Yeah. And they didn't even ask to look at our tickets. They just said, oh, yeah, cool. Is that the NBL thing? Yeah, cool. 2 free cheeseburgers. So if you listen to this and you want 2 free cheeseburgers, just have a look at the NBL stats. And if anyone missed 2 free throws,
and that is
you
a
got
cool
them.
Way to live.
Yeah.
Probably just fork out $5.
All right, this one. Guys, this is a dark day for me. I just found out I've been kicked out of the Teen Comics Facebook group.
Becky.
Yes, Becky.
Blake.
You are right. Yeah, point there for Becky. Yeah.
Teen comics.
I don't even remember that.
It's gone back a few years.
What are you doing in a teen chat room, Blake?
I was a teen.
He's little.
Yeah. I think this would have been 7 years ago.
Yeah, I think that would have been when I was like maybe 18 or something.
Yeah.
Or maybe 19. I don't know.
Getting really defensive.
Fuck off, Carla.
Who else were you in there with all those little psychopaths coming to gigs in their school uniform?
I did that one time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's a real bloody move, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah, we get it.
Oh, look at this little
you're
prodigy.
You're fucking old. Yeah. And look at me. Fresh faced and ready to go.
You should know about rule of three if you don't have pubes yet.
The rule of three is you're counting your pubes.
It's how many digits. No, okay. Question 7. They should put a wick inside all the wax figures at Madame Tussauds so that if they get Me Too'd, you can just light one like a candle and it burns into a puddle.
Blake.
Yes, Blake.
Becky.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, yes. Point there for Blake. Yeah.
That's really
good
stuff.
I was
going to
say Becky too. Yeah. I should get half a point.
Yeah, you should.
I don't think that's how the game works, Carla, but yeah, whatever.
Okay, pedo.
Not a fucking pedo.
Do you know why you got kicked out of the Teen Comics Facebook group?
Oh, because I was arcing up a fair bit in there.
He was hitting on the 14-year-old girls.
You actually just got to get out there and experience it, eh? I do 4 open mics a week.
I'll take you to one. Yeah. Are you going to edit this out?
I can if you want.
No.
No. I like that.
All right. Yeah, why? Sorry.
I just kept posting pictures of guns in there. I thought that would be funny and no one liked it. So I got kicked out.
Is this around the world or?
No, this was in Melbourne. I think there was like 11 in there.
Yeah,
and like none of them gigged.
Yeah. What's the context?
Were they
the
all
guns?
Class clowns?
Yeah. Entrance? But I never did class clowns. I don't know how they knew
you
who I was.
Just went straight into the gigs.
Yeah. Yeah, I went straight to the bars, you know, dude.
I hosted Raw
first.
I hosted Raw last week and they said at the start, I'll just say your experience with Raw, and it was me and Daniel Connell, and both of us, we never entered Raw.
Really?
Like none of us went into Raw. Yeah. Mm.
Blake's never, you didn't do Raw either, did you?
I did Raw. Oh. Yeah. Yep. I did it. Fuck you again.
Yeah, just because we didn't get to the big stage didn't mean we didn't do it.
Well, that's interesting because you're both so accomplished.
Yes. Okay.
All right, question 8. Saw a jack dude that had a tat of a ripped Donald Duck flexing on his bicep. I can't stop thinking about it.
Becky.
Yes, Becky.
Because yeah, he's laughing at his own tweet.
Yeah, funny's funny. I was thinking about the tat. Yeah, he's this huge unit. That's it. Goes from where. Yeah, in my apartment complex. And he's always got
same
you,
guy.
Do you leave your apartment complex?
Not much, no.
Why would you?
Yeah, got everything I need.
Was it the same guy with the army jacket?
No, different guy. But it is bizarre. Like, I know I'm obsessed with all sorts of, like, crossover of fitness and cartoon. Like, I also obsessed with a dude once that I saw wearing, who was jacked and had, like, a Gold's Gym, like, stringlet. But it was like a Rick and Morty, but they were jacked. This Gold's Gym thing. I was like, what?
But isn't it? I feel like that culture is kind of, it's like, doesn't the Tassie Devil have abs?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think so.
Really?
Like, oh, yeah.
I think so. I think like a few of them are jacked.
There's always, yeah, everyone's obsessed with.
It's like, I swear I've said this before on this podcast, but I feel like Bogan culture and. Like Tassie Devil, like Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
Have I talked about this? Just like they kind of mix because they're, you know, like you'd always see a Tweety Bird on the back of someone's like big van. Because yeah. I feel like they're like Looney Tunes are as mental as some of them.
Yeah.
So they're the only ones who cut sick as much as like crazy birds.
I also used to like seeing Calvin and Hobbes where Calvin was pissing on something. That was always pretty cool.
Or Homer and Marge fucking or something. Yeah. They love that shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's funny with the Looney Tunes because hip hop culture in the 90s also had Looney Tunes. Like you'd see like Notorious B.I.G. wearing a Tweety Bird top and I don't understand how that.
I don't know. There's always been a bit of a crossover.
Yeah. Mm. Next question. This rain makes me feel like I'm in a Coldplay music video. Imagine me crying when I said this.
Becky.
Yes, Becky.
Carla.
No, it's Blake.
Hey.
Really?
Yep.
Man, I haven't posted online in years, so I don't remember any of these.
I went a long way back for you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
It was technically illegal, him looking at your profile pictures at that age.
I got my kid to look at it, okay? It was fine. Which I couldn't do with yours, Tim. All right, last one for the round. If you're over the age of 28 and urging people to vote in the Triple J Hottest 100, you're not mentally well.
Tim.
Yes, Tim.
It's Becky.
It's got to be Becky. Your mentions in this one was fun too.
Oh, I know. Some woman's like, What, or what, just be enthusiastic about the arts? Shut up. Like, shut up. Nothing I say, I'm like, I'm a different person. I've moved, as soon as I tweet something, I've evolved.
That's it.
I've changed. Like, I can't identify with the person I was before. Like,
you're not that stuck to the idea.
Yeah, like, yeah. I'm like, I just tweet it, and then I probably, like, I don't hold on to any opinions. Like, I'll have an opinion, and then someone says something else, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't care. Yeah. Whatever.
Especially when it's clearly a joke as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was also just pointed at one person. It was a dig at one person. Yeah. I didn't even give a shit about anyone else. And I think it got to them. So I'm happy.
All right. At the end of the round, the scores are Tim, you're on 1 point.
Yes.
Carla, you're on 1 point.
Bullshit.
Becky, you're on 4 points. Yes. And also on 4 points is Blake Freeman. Well, yeah. He's come to play. All right. This round is called We Are Family. Now, we all have family, and sometimes that's good. Sometimes that's not so good. In this round, we're going to meet Blake's family.
What up?
Now, when Blake was a small child, he was the page boy in his dad's themed wedding.
Yes.
But what happened that took a little bit away from his father's special day? Was it A, before the ceremony, Blake fell into the creek that was next to the venue. He didn't have time to change, so he walked down the aisle dripping wet in a suit. As his dad, dressed as a Roman gladiator, said, "You've ruined the happiest day of my life." Was it B, before the ceremony, Blake found a 2-litre bottle of Fanta and drank the whole thing. As he was sitting in the front row, he vomited all over himself, and his dad, dressed as Austin Powers, said, "You've ruined the happiest day of my life." Or is it C, that morning, Blake woke up with an earache, and during the ceremony, he felt excruciating pain and kept screaming out. Later, he found out that his eardrum had burst. His dad, dressed as Tom Cruise in Risky Business, came over to him and said, "You've ruined the happiest day of my life." Now, one of these is true.
So we can ask him questions.
You can ask as many questions as you want, but bear in mind, he wants you to get it wrong, so he gets your point.
Mm.
You don't have to answer together. You can answer A, B, or C. It doesn't matter. The floor's open for questions. Ask away.
Go.
Okay, well, I feel like elephant in the room. Risky Business. Was your dad in jocks and socks and a business shirt?
And a white T-shirt,
At his wedding.
But at the time, I'd never seen Risky Business, so I didn't know what that was. I thought he was just dressing real whack. I thought he was just not wearing pants to his own wedding.
Okay. Good, good, good.
What burst your eardrum?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. I woke up at my grandma's place, and we first thought that it was a bug in the ear.
Okay.
And my grandma heated up hot, like, cooking oil on a spoon with a lighter and put it in my ear.
Like she'd done something like that before.
Yeah, she had experience with a spoon and a lighter, bruh.
Nice.
And then when that was, like, the bug didn't come out after that, everyone was just like, "You're fine."
Yeah.
Like, "You're fine." But okay. No one kind of believed me.
All right.
Great. Okay. We've got that one. What about the gladiator? Does he love gladiators? That story?
I mean, I don't know.
If he was a gladiator, what was the wife?
She was dressed as a princess.
A princess?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't know if they are princesses. They're all like, something doesn't ring true.
Was everyone dressed up?
Everyone in the bridal party, yeah.
Okay.
No, everyone was. I was the only one in a suit. I was literally the only one in a suit. Everyone in the bridal party was dressed to the theme that my dad and stepmom were dressed to.
Are they still together?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Not That's groovy, weird. Baby. Not groovy. Not very shagadelic.
What was your stepmom dressed as when your dad was dressed as Austin Powers?
She was dressed as a princess.
she was dressed as a princess.
Yeah.
So that's not changing.
Yeah, no.
So, okay.
Okay.
Why did you fall in the creek? Were you just
me, my brother, and my sister, there was at the creek, there was this weird. I don't know if it's called a jetty, but like a little bit of like wood that came out and we were just running around on that and jumping from the gap from the jetty to the bank of the creek. And I tried to jump the furthest and I landed on the edge and fell backwards.
Oh my God.
That checks out. Rat bag kid.
I reckon if I had to pick, I would say bug.
Say bug in the ear?
Yeah.
So that's C.
That's C.
I'm going to go Austin Powers theme.
You think B, so it was he vomited on himself and his dad said, "Oh, behave." Come
on. I'm going to say A because even though you're likely to have all of those things happen to you, I think I can just imagine you falling into a creek.
Yeah. The correct answer was A. Yes, you fell in the creek.
I fell into a creek. Oh. I was the only one that was in a suit because they wanted the page boy to look nice.
Oh, my God.
And so I was covered in dirt and water as I walked down the aisle. And my dad literally pulled me aside and was like, you've ruined the happiest day of my life.
But isn't that gladiator theme, sort of?
Yeah.
Like, I get, I don't know.
Like, I feel like that's like
the
I've been.
Servant
like,
boy.
Yeah, a little.
Yeah. But would they? Would that? Wouldn't I be dressed in like a potato sack, or like something real grubby? Yeah,
yeah.
Like probably not.
Your
like
stepmom
a suit.
Should be dressed as a lion.
Yeah,
not a princess. That's
that
doesn't
not bad.
Make sense.
Yeah,
yeah. I like the. Yeah.
So where was this wedding taking place?
That was at the local football club.
That checks out.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they got married in the center of the oval because my dad was a rover.
Oh, God, yeah. Poor princess.
Isn't it wild that it didn't work out?
Yeah.
It sounds like your dad just wanted like a birthday party.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah, yeah.
And he got confused.
Yeah, yeah. Between. Just, like, just get married.
And in between you getting out of the creek, had you seen your dad as you walked down or?
Yeah, I saw my dad, but he just like glared at me. Yeah. And my grandma and pop were like, you got, just go. Just walk down the aisle. So I just had to walk down the aisle and I sat in the front and my dad just glared at me the whole time. Oh, I mean, I was covered in mud and dirt.
Yeah,
at his
but, you're
but
a
also,
kid.
Yeah. And he's dressed with the fucking hat on and shit. Like,
yeah, how much
helmet.
Skin did he have out for this guy? Is he jacked?
Bit, yeah. No, he's not jacked at all. No, not at all.
So it's like a strapped ham. Like.
Yeah.
All right, at the end of the round, the scores are Tim, you're on 1 point. Carla on 2 points. Becky's still on 4 points. In the lead now on 6 points is Blake Freeman.
Fucking A.
Why did Blake get 2 more points?
Because these guys got it wrong.
Oh, what?
Wow, yeah. I didn't realise that.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, no. Be better.
Yeah. Do you guys want a point?
No, no.
Nah,
all right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you say nah. A point if you get correctly. A point to the person the fact may or may not be about if you're incorrect. So to Blake, when Carla was travelling around India, she went to a theme park. As she was next in line to go on the Ferris wheel, one of the carriages came off one of its hinges and was hanging by one bolt. 20 minutes later, the Ferris wheel was going again, and Carla's friends thought it was weird that Carla didn't want to get on it. Yeah or nah? You can ask as many questions as you want.
So did they still get on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just
20 minutes. 20 minutes and it was back up and running.
Yeah. Wait, can I only answer yeah or nah?
No, you can answer as much detail as you want.
Still, yeah.
Whoa. The mind game master over here.
Wait, so roller coaster, 20 minutes, back up and running.
Yeah.
And they were confused as to why you didn't get on.
They didn't know.
They didn't know. Wait, no. So you didn't tell them?
No. Ooh.
You didn't tell your mates that the thing had fallen off? No, this is a lie.
It didn't
this
really,
has to be a
it
lie.
Didn't really
or you're
fall
a,
off.
You're like a bad friend.
It didn't really fall off. It just came a little bit loose.
Yeah.
On a roller coaster in India?
Yeah.
Yeah, this has to be a lie.
You're going
to
say nah?
Nah.
Yeah, you are correct. It's a lie. Yeah, point there for Blake. It was a Ferris wheel too, I wrote. So, yeah.
Okay.
That's what I thought you were doing.
I was like, there's no way you would do that. That's ultimate dog act.
But you were on some in some theme park on your travels, and so it was the merry-go-round, wasn't
it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You do go back a long way.
Yeah.
I thought when you messaged me that, I was like, that is actually really close to something that happened to me. In Nepal.
Nepal, was it?
Oh, when okay. I was on a merry-go-round and one of the bolts came off. I just didn't even mention that to you because I'm like, this is trippy. This is really trippy.
It's all right.
And there were also like teenagers on the pirate ship and they weren't strapped in. They were just holding onto the edge and standing
up.
Oh, my
God.
I know.
Yeah, it sounds like it'd be awesome.
It was unsafe.
Go to a fairground.
In India.
Because my brother once got kicked out of what they have in Burnie, the New Year's Day sports, which is kind of like the show.
Mm.
Kind of that wood chopping and all that kind of shit and cycling and then rides. And it was a swing ride that went around and around like a merry-go-round, but really fast.
Yeah.
And you'd go... As it got fast, you'd go vertical in the air.
In the chairs.
Or horizontal. Yeah, whatever chains. It was. And he and his Classic. Friends were swinging and holding onto each other and then letting go. And he was like it was just a hook that was holding it on, and the guy stopped the ride, and the guy was freaking out, like almost in tears, going, "You can't do that. Someone has died doing this, and you got to." Yeah, and so Jason was kicked out, and Mum had to come and pick him up on New Year's Day. Devastating for the Earl family.
Yeah.
Just hilarious. What imagining a carny with PTSD. Like, how bad would it have to be for you, a carny, to actually be like, "You got to stop."
All right, so to Carla. Now, when Becky was 7 years old, her dad and stepmom took her to the Sistine Chapel. Becky hated it and just rolled her eyes at it. The whole holiday, all she wanted was a toy dog, and complained the entire trip until they eventually bought one for her. Yeah or nah?
They bought you a toy dog in Italy.
Yeah. So you know those dogs where you press a button and they go, yip, yip. Yip, yip, and then they do a little backflip.
Yeah.
Couldn't get my eyes off it. Loved it. And then they're like, "Look at this. Look at the Sistine Chapel. This is amazing." Mm. And I was just not having a bar of it.
Yeah.
Because I was seven.
Yeah.
And I'm like, "But there's also a toy there and I know you can afford it." Parents always pretend they can't afford things. Like, they're always like, "We can't." I'm like, "We're in fucking Italy. You can afford this dog.
Yeah.
I know you can."
Yeah.
"I know you can." And they just, they really like dragged it out for a long time. It was like a long, you know, like a week we were there, and they never bought it for me, but then they did buy it for me eventually.
They finally
But they like
it
made
for
me
you.
Go, like, "This is a Colosseum." I'm like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah. That sounds really convincing.
Because I'm like, Sistine Chapel was like a feat of modern man at the time.
Yes.
But then I'm like, well, this is also a feat of modern man. It's a little dog that walks by itself and then it doesn't backflip. So,
barks in Italian.
What did you name it?
Woofo, woofo. I forget what I named it. But I had it for a little while. I liked it. But, yeah, definitely more excited about that than what I was seeing.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
You're going to say yeah?
Yeah.
You are correct, yeah. Point of colour.
Great.
It's size. You can't force kids into, like...
No.
They
don't care.
No.
I'm glad I went.
Yeah.
My uncle, you really sound so unhappy.
My uncle is always like, he's got these... I'm just going to expose my family now. These two teenage sons that just hate them and hate everything.
Yeah.
And he's like, "We're taking them on a trip to America."
Oh, don't.
And every Facebook photo is him and his wife looking miserable and the two teenage boys looking even more miserable, like a foot away with their arms folded. Just go alone.
I know. You know? Or, yeah, just wait till they're grown up or whatever and they'll just do it themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they're teenagers, wait, what, 3 years until they can stay home on their own?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Bit of
fun.
Yeah. And it's just so funny to like shrug at the, what is it called? The Trevelli Fountain? Yeah,
Trevi.
Sorry,
I was there.
Oh, you're
sorry.
Italian.
Sorry, it's actually. Forget. This is all just natural.
We actually have an Italian in the room. DNA. Yeah.
See. Don't push me any further on
the way. Wait, is the Sistine Chapel inside the, no, Notre Dame is its own thing.
That's in Paris.
Paris. I'm going to burn down the Sistine Chapel.
Get into the back. Yeah.
Well, Notre Dame's already.
I had a lot to do with that.
All right, to Becky. Now, when Tim was a teenager, he had a crush on a girl. So to impress to impress her at a house party, he went up to her with a guitar and sang Mango Crush by Angus and Julia Stone.
Mango Tree,
mango
mate.
Tree.
Mango Tree. Yeah. Sorry.
Come on, mate. No, it's not a fucking smoothie, mate. It's a love song, dickhead.
This guy thinks we're a boost juice. This motherfucker over here thinks we're a boost juice.
Okay, mate. Yeah, no.
So he sang, "Wish I were a mango tree." No, "Wish I had a mango tree in my backyard."
"You standing next to me."
Was this something in the Tim playbook on how to pick up?
No.
So I've got some original tunes.
I think it went out of the playbook pretty quickly after that.
The other song he played was "When the Moon Hits You, I Like a Big Pizza Pie."
Ring a ding a ding. What's this old fucking song, you weirdo, Tim?
It's culture, baby. Okay, so did you knew the... Do you play guitar?
I just badly. I just held it. I didn't play it.
Oh, that's weird.
Wow.
Do you mind me asking?
No, yeah, I get jumping.
So you play, you just held the guitar and sang.
I was there, but so it was a friend's guitar party. It was a house party.
But
it wasn't like public. Like, it wasn't everyone around.
You just went off and
so you cornered this woman.
That's worse.
Didn't corner, we were sort of courting.
How old are you?
How old was I? Is you at 12? Year 12. I was 17, man. Pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then what was her reaction?
Loved it.
Really?
Yeah.
Or was like this awkward or loved it awkward? Did you hook up?
Yeah. Yeah, right. I've kissed. Whoops. young Huey. Young Huey did a house party. Yeah, you best believe he's gonna get it. Gonna get a smooch. Nothing more, but yeah. Whoops.
I mean, it just seems so crazy to come up to a girl with a guitar and not play it and sing a cappella
and to still hook up.
Yeah, to still hook up. Yeah. I'm going to say nah.
You are incorrect. It was true. It's he true. Did this.
No,
yes.
No, there wasn't a guitar.
A guitar. Oh, sorry, I added that.
She just went up and sang it.
So you sang a cappella.
She planned it.
Wait, what? By,
no, like we're MSN, bro, before your time. Just a lot of energy. Yeah. There are a lot of teenage energy in angst and we talk about music. Anyway, it's enough. It was a lie, actually. Stop talking about it. It was a lie.
That is
you just go a long
shameful.
Way to get
pussy.
Attention. Yeah. Yeah. Like love, actually. Connection.
Wish I had a wet pussy.
In my mum's car.
Standing right in front of me.
Because I, with my actual wife, I played her some of my original songs after
now
our
that's
first
maybe worse.
Date. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
That's great.
She married me, so.
Well, yeah.
For anyone listening, do it.
Do
just
it. Yeah,
write
get
some
out
original tunes and just play a foot from their face.
Yeah. Oh, you never feel more alive. Pretty stressful stuff.
All right, you got a point there, Tim. Well done. All right, to Tim. Now, when Blake was working at McDonald's, he got caught stealing the chocolate fudge bladder, which he was hiding under his jacket. Just as he was about to leave, the boss called him into the back office and asked him to take his jacket off. At that point, Blake confessed, and his boss said if he returns it unopened, he technically didn't steal it and just took it for a walk. Yeah or nah?
Okay. How long do you work at McDonald's? Blakey?
6 months.
6 months. Okay. And what did you have in store for that chocolate bladder?
A mate of mine dared me to steal something because I was the only one out of all of us out of job, and he dared me to steal something from Macca's. And I was like, it was
the career man over here.
It was either that or the syrup that they have for the soft drinks. So I was going to either steal the Coke syrup or the chocolate fudge. And I was like, chocolate fudge would be funny as fuck.
Yeah.
And then,
yummier.
Yeah. Way yummier. Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Like it's genuinely so good.
They have valves on the end of it. So you can literally press it in and the fudge comes out. So I was like, that would be so funny to take that to school and just pour fudge into everyone's mouth.
Yeah.
I was like, I'd be a fucking king.
I could admit, I had an image of like your ratchet mates like getting a thing of chocolate fudge and like throwing it off a bridge. What the fuck? Chocolate fudge everywhere. Okay. And did you give it back and keep the job?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I walked into the office, I could see on his like screen, the security camera was facing like the storage room. And I was like, oh, I'm absolutely fucked. Also, I walked into work because I planned it. I walked into work with like this big winter coat, which I'd never done before. And when I was about to leave, I didn't say goodbye. And so I think they were already kind of sus on me. So I was like, ah, fuck. Yeah, kept my job.
Be funny if he was such a cuck, he just let you take it. He's like, I'll let the kids take stuff sometimes. But they're good kids.
Keep the morale up. Don't have a lot going for me.
He keeps trying to hang out with me outside of work. You want to see a movie, man?
I don't know if in the back room you actually saw an acoustic guitar, but you like Angus and Julius, don't you? Okay.
Do you want to see a movie or do I have to make a phone call? I know you took the fucking punch.
I'll say nah.
You are correct. Yeah, that was a lie. I'll put there for Tim.
You're a really good liar.
Yeah, I'm a sociopath. Yeah. It's honestly sick. My girlfriend hates it.
But did you only work at Macca's for 6 months?
Yeah, I only worked there for 6 months because I got fired. Because you're meant to wear grippy ass shoes because it's super greasy. And I just never bought grippy shoes. So I kept sliding all over the place. And they were like, you're a safety risk. So they had to fire me. And I literally, up until right now, I've told everyone that the reason why I got fired was because I stopped showing up because I thought that sounded so cooler. Yeah. This is the first time I've ever told the true story.
Yeah.
You're like, slipping around.
Yeah. All I have is globe.
I literally did have like skate shoes.
I got fired after I said whoopsie daisy.
Has anyone else been fired from a job?
Oh, yeah. I got fired from McDonald's too.
Really?
What for?
Yeah. It was stealing.
Smashing the place up when you didn't get your free petrol.
All I did was eat a cheeseburger after the store had closed.
Oh my God. Yeah. I thought that would be quite on.
Wouldn't they have just chucked
it
out?
No, they're crazy strict on that shit, yeah.
I guess they're like, we've got teenagers, like they're our biggest consumers.
You can have as many free drinks as you want, though.
Oh, really?
Which I ran that the fuck up. Yeah. My teeth have never been the same, though.
Whoa.
Like, they're gone.
I had to have a meeting with, like, the big boss of the McDonald's store, and right before the meeting he was late, these boys from school gave me a weed cookie, and I'd never smoked weed before.
Oh my god.
And I ate
this
the
might
hot...
have some to do with it as well.
This couldn't have helped.
Yeah. I ate the whole thing, and then like halfway through the meeting just started like tripping out like crazy.
Wow.
That was a really bad night. I called my dad from a payphone. I was like 14, reverse charge. And so it was like, will you accept a reverse charge call from Dad, pick the phone up?
Have you been fired, Huey?
No, but I... on my last day of working at Liquorland, I shot like a sketch, pretty funny, went pretty viral if you want to check it out, where I like played different characters or whatever that come to the Bottle-O, and my sister filmed it who worked there, and then they threatened me, they're like, take it down and we'll like fire you. I was like, quit, baby, I'm going to be a big star in Melbourne. But they're like, oh, we saw the footage and your sister still works here and we'll fire her. I was like, oh my god.
Oh, wow.
Cucks.
Yeah.
I mean, I was the cuck. I took it down. But yeah, it's ridiculous.
You been fired, Becky?
Yeah. Heaps.
What was your first job?
I'm really dumb. My first job was working at an ice cream store. I had a very complicated relationship with my Greek boss, Michael.
Got it.
We weren't fucking. It was just like we were always fighting. We would fight like dad and daughter.
Yeah.
Always fighting. Yeah.
I can imagine a Greek bloke that owns an ice cream store really like, darling, please, you're ruining it. You're ruining your life. Yeah, you're fucking up the scoops.
He would always drive me home and be like, what are you doing with your life? What are you doing? And I'm like, he was really took on a father figure.
Yeah, let's see.
And I sort of resented him for it. But I got fired all the time. I got fired once for asking too many questions.
Really?
Yeah. I find it hard to be in the physical realm. Like, I don't, things don't make sense to me. Like, when people explain something, I'm like, I don't get that. How does that fit into the broader picture?
Mm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds fucking annoying.
Yeah. I was also a paralegal once, or like, helped an assistant in a law firm and like completely fucked up a case because I double side. I was supposed to like
someone's in jail for 20 years.
Yeah. Lost his kids. Because I couldn't figure out the photocopy.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, anyway. I'm not meant for it.
Yeah.
I found my place. It's on the stage.
No resumes for the spotlight, darling.
At the end of the round, the scores are Carla on 3 points, Tim on 3 points, Becky on 4 points. On 7 points is Blake Freeman. Yes.
Wow.
Good stuff.
All right, this is our final round. It's called Who. In this round, I'll read out a bunch of questions about you four. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. You can't buzz in for your own ones. You get a point if you get it right. Point off if you get it wrong. Only round you can lose points.
Can you say that again?
What a surprise.
Can you fire me from this one?
I'll read out a bunch of questions about you four.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers.
Okay.
You get a point if you get it right.
Yeah.
Point off if you get it wrong. Only round you can lose points.
Right.
Can't buzz in for your own.
I'm stressed.
First one is this one. Who here is on the record? On the record as not being a fan of the Gold Coast Airport?
Carla.
Yes, Carla.
Wait, were you going to buzz in?
She's talking to Tim, to the listener.
Speed round.
Okay, Becky.
You are correct. Yes, it was Becky. Good. Yes.
I was going to say you. But...
Yeah, what's wrong with the Gold Coast Airport?
It's always like people running with their McDonald's bags. Like, yeah. They're always late because they're like, oh, I couldn't help it. I had to get a fucking family feed.
It's fucking purgatory, that airport. I was stuck there after Splendor, like the morning after waiting for my flight, like coming off acid. And it was like, everything's not quite right. It's like an NRG boost. And you're like, whoa, what's that? Like some smoothie place that's not right.
Anyway, rapido, rapido. Rapido round.
All right, question two. Who on their old MySpace page had the words "I love you" written out in every single language?
Oh, Becky. What?
Yes, Becky.
Carla.
No, it was Tim.
How dare you? How dare you?
Didn't even have a girlfriend then.
Sorry.
Yeah, I was severely.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah, who were you?
Like, yeah, severely triggered at a dinner party thinking about my MySpace. Yeah, pretty cool.
I'm so glad you've changed.
Take me back, right? I'm a sweet kid.
Do you have a top 8 or a top 12, 16?
Yeah, I would have blown it.
Just all catfishing.
But I mean.
He went by Timothy back then.
I've been devastated to be in my top 16 if I looked at my profile. People would be like, take me off account.
All right, who here once got in a fight in a nightclub sticking up for their friend, but instead of hitting anyone, they just threw up all over their opponents?
Becky.
Yes, Becky.
Tim.
No, it's Carla.
Oh,
yeah. I knew that one too. Cool. I'm so bummed.
Yeah, sorry. But I was going to vomit before that fight, and I told her not to get in it because I really need to go to the bathroom.
Was it another weed cookie or?
No, it was ecstasy.
Oh,
no.
Nice. Nice.
Okay, we got a bunch of fucking mad comments. Okay.
Did it stop the fight, you throwing up?
Yeah. On her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Mm. That stopped it.
Well,
because it's such a shock, I guess.
Yeah, she was. Yeah. Mm. It did stop
it. It's going to go one or two ways.
Yeah.
Really stop it or really
escalate.
Yeah. I wasn't proud of that day.
Because in UFC, if someone shit themselves, they don't stop the fight.
Don't they?
It happens quite a bit, too.
Yeah, I've seen that footage.
Yeah. Yeah, imagine being punched so hard you shit yourself.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful sport.
That mat rolling around together.
Yeah, wow.
Next question. Who here is allergic to masking tape? Who's allergic to masking tape?
Carla.
Yes, Carla.
Becky.
No, it's Blake Freeman.
What up?
You are such a good liar. You were literally looking around the room like, oh, who could that be? No one else is playing that dirty blade.
Yeah, I am. I want to win. I'm a competitive motherfucker and I've kept it hidden for years.
What happened? So is it just
my brother wrapped me up in masking tape when we were bored one time and then I went all red. And my mum took me to the doctor and the guy was like, he's had an allergic reaction, so I just can't use masking tape.
Is it like Band-Aids are fun? Like,
I can't really use them. Like, I haven't done it in years, but yeah.
Good to know.
I'd like to imagine that they just wrap you up so tight that your head went red and they're like, it's an allergic reaction. No, it's the blood vessels.
Next question. Who here had a weird encounter with an ex-radio host who was really rude to them until they found out that this person was a comedian?
Blake.
Yes, Blake.
Tim.
No, it was Carla. Point off.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Point off. Suck on that big dick.
you are ruthless today, dude.
How rude are we talking?
I'm talking the meanest person I have ever met in my entire life.
Whoa, female or male?
It was.
Yeah.
Fuck you met her?
No, thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't need to.
You've heard the stories.
Yeah. Well. I don't know.
Becky's looking at me as if, how much is Josh going to edit out of this?
I'll beep.
Yeah, that's why.
You guys have management. I.
Well, you didn't point at me then.
Do you have management?
No, yeah, self. Yeah. Grab Live Industries.
Josh, have you met?
I have. I've met them once. But it was through a mutual friend, and so they were very nice. But I've had friends who have worked with them and do not like them.
Mm. I don't know who this person even is.
You don't need to.
Mm. Cool.
She's a cunt. And she's not a comedian.
No.
There you go. That, for the listener, that narrows it down for you.
That was really mean. Can you edit that?
The claws are going back in.
God. And I hope she dies.
Would not want to be me.
Edit that.
Anyway.
Calm as a bitch.
Next question. Who here wanted a gig in a cattle station and six elderly couples were in the front row and absolutely hated it?
Blake.
Yes, Blake.
Tim.
No, it was Becky. Was that on Roadshow as well?
No, that was me and Heggy did this cycle. It was some initiative to get culture out to cattle farms.
Yeah.
Did it work?
No. we had to run like a comedy competition.
Oh, yes.
And we had to take a big box of Vegemite for the winner. And we had to do a set at the end of it. It was so fucked. It was one of the darkest times of my entire life. it was really bad.
When
I
you
was
say
very depressed.
Do you mean like a bunch of Vegemite containers in a box?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was like the prize that you could win. So they had to get up, like they encouraged the locals to get up and engage in this comedy competition. And no one really did. Then me and Heggy had to get up and do 20 minutes. And neither of us got a laugh. The only sound we got was when the pokey machine went off.
Yeah. Mm.
So, yeah, it was pretty crazy.
All right, next question. Who here went through a hippie phase as a teen and really regrets it?
Becky.
Yes, Becky.
Blake.
No, it was you, Becky, according to...
Oh, my God.
I would never fucking do that.
Yeah, I did.
Too busy at Macca's, mate.
Sliding around the place.
Everyone does, right.
were we talking toe rings? What were we talking?
No, just, kind of like, you know, if like there'd always be like a Free Xavier Rudd concert.
Yeah.
Like in the Parklands, and then you'd go down, have a Hessian bag.
Yeah.
I think I bought Poi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poi?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's like balls on string that you go like, and then you light them up and you, like at festivals.
Nice.
Yeah. Fuck, you two were so different.
It's a Brisbane thing. It's the only way you can be alternative in Brisbane is the hippie route.
Yeah, good.
Shut up, mango tree.
Next question. Whose parents got them a street directory for Christmas even though this person didn't have their license at the time?
Carla.
Yes, Carla.
Tim.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, put this card.
Yeah, that's a memory. And I was like, okay, a Refidex. Okay, someone's got me a car.
Did you have your license or
no?
Was this their kind of joking way? You better get your license quick.
Yeah, but not even like they didn't even. They were like, good gift. Like there was no like extra gag to
it. They thought you'd just walk around the city with it.
Yeah, but they're like, you know, that'll be good.
How old were you when you got your license?
I got it after I went away though, so I was like 19.
Yeah, that's super young to get your license though. I got mine at like 27, and for my parents,
for comedians,
but in Brisbane, for some reason,
in Tassie, I was in Tassie until I was 22, and they were like, "Oh, you can't go anywhere, you're just stuck in Launceston." I was like, "Yeah." The reason I didn't get my license because it gave me an excuse not to drive back to Burnie.
Yeah.
So I didn't. Nice. But that, yeah.
That's pretty dark. Well, I put my entire life on hold so I don't have to occasionally see my parents.
But it was a thing for everyone in my family. Me not driving at 27 was the craziest thing in the world to them.
Mm.
But I'm like, well, fuck it. Like,
what if you found out your parents faked a fear of flying so they didn't have to visit
you? Yeah. Hey, and our last question for the game. Who here is expecting a child?
Becky.
Yes, Becky.
Carla.
Yay.
Exciting.
Thank you. Becky, yes.
Actually, point of order, I haven't announced. No.
Yeah, don't try and steal my
Sorry, it's
thunder.
Awesome. I loved it.
I actually met the baby on the cigarette packets, the sick baby.
You met my baby on the cigarette packets.
Yeah, yeah.
You wash your mouth out.
How's he doing?
Not good.
Okay.
I was like, dude, why'd you take off?
Did you really?
So early. No, no.
Oh, my God. So gullible.
I was like, second, no. I thought it was real too. I was like, I didn't know that was a real baby.
Yeah, he's doing. He's getting a lot of work.
Child star.
Doing a festival show this year.
So you were saying before, Carla, due in July, and I mentioned it's going to be a Cancerian like me.
Like
and
me?
Like,
oh.
Yeah.
What are the attributes of Cancerians?
We like order.
Order.
I like chaos.
You like chaos?
No, I don't know. What are they? I don't
we're
know.
Hot.
It always changes.
You're hot.
We're gorgeous.
Yeah.
That's true.
Cool.
Really kind.
week. Wow. Okay. I'm getting excited. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what
sounds
I'm like.
Like
I change
also
all
bloody
the time.
Don't mind writing their
are
own
they funny?
I guess. I think cancers are like sensitive, but seem harsh. But
oh, we're
sensitive.
Talking about star signs.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know what the fuck
you thought you were talking about.
Yeah,
about the cigarette.
I had no idea, so I was like, yeah, all right.
Cancer. You're like, yeah, it's really fast moving. It like devastates lives.
At the end of the game, the scores are Becky Lucas on 2 points.
Two points. How did that go from?
You lost 3 points that game. Tim Hewitt on 3 points. Carla Wills on 4 points. But our winner on 5 points is Blake Freeman.
Fuck yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Feel like a big man now, huh?
Yeah, I feel like a big boy.
Because you win, Blake, you get to promote whatever you want to promote first. You got some festival shows coming up?
Yeah, I'm doing a show in the Comedy Festival. It's just called Live.
Live.
Doesn't have a name, yeah. So look
fucking
up Blake
hell,
Freeman,
man.
Yeah. I didn't want
Mr.
to do a
Big
name.
Dick over here.
Yeah, I'm swinging it, bros. I won the game. Fuck out of here.
Becky, where can people see and hear you?
I'll just promote, like, my, I guess, Instagram, because that's where all the details will be.
Which is just Becky Lucas?
It's Becky Lucas __.
Okay. Mm.
So it's not that hard to remember. Just trying to imagine what it's like to try and get your own name on Instagram and then realize sometimes you have to add an extra thing because that's
yeah.
Awesome.
Sorry. Cool. Carla, where can people see you?
At Adelaide Fringe coming up with Irvi Majumda doing Sass Attack, and then Melbourne Comedy Festival we're doing Sassive Aggressive.
And where are you playing in Melbourne?
Fucking hell.
The Vaults, crowded down on the wharf.
Nice.
And then the hospital around July. You can catch her. She's doing.
If you really want to see something gnarly,
it'll be the show of a lifetime.
Tim, where can people see you?
I'm doing two shows at the festival. I'm doing one called In Conversation with Huey and Taunts, Australia's Two Best Comedians. I think the festival edited that last bit out, actually. And then I'm doing Big Huey's Footy Show again. It's a new show, new characters and stuff.
That's so good show.
Late, loose shows.
Great. Hey, if you're in Perth or Brisbane or Canberra or Melbourne, come and get your tickets to the live podcast, which are happening all around, and also the stand-up shows at joshua.com.au. Thanks for playing, everyone. I'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.